Concussions are widely known throughout professional and collegiate athletics, but according to an NFL report, the average high school player is twice as likely to suffer from a brain injury than a college player. Janet Hamey reports on the severity of this issue among high schools within the South LA community.
Good job, good job.
Hey, pass the ball!
James Barona is one of many athletes who has suffered a concussion. He got his concussion several weeks ago while playing a football game for his school, West Adams Preparatory High School.
Because I was blacked down there, I didn't even know what to do. And I was on the ground trying to get back up. And I felt dizzy, and then like I fell back down. And I was going to play, like I was going to keep playing, but like I had to come out because wherever I hit again, I could probably die. Man.
Barona understands the risk of concussions, but that doesn't stop him from going all out.
I kind of do have fear, but like this is a main sport I love. This is my passion and everything. I love doing what I do.
Barona is fortunate to be recovering, but for others, the effects of a concussion can last months or even years. When a player is tackled, there are steps that coaches follow to detect signs of brain damage. Some things include seeing if a player is conscious, asking them questions like their name, where they are, the scores, or who the opponent is. William Stahura, athletic director for Fauché Learning Center, says these procedures are designed to take the decision-making out of the player's hands, because if it were up to them, they would always go back on the field.
You know, if something's too dangerous, it might not be a good idea to let young kids play. I wouldn't let my kid play football. An arm or a leg can break and you can repair it. If you have brain damage, it's not something that comes back too easily.
High school parents have to sign a consent form that they are aware of the risks of a child playing sports. Even though the consent form relieves schools and LAUSD of legal responsibility, coaches are still responsible for a player's safety. Nelson Beltran coaches Fauché's JV and varsity soccer team.
We try to tell the kids to go out there and have fun, especially, and at the same time, the priority has to be their safety, obviously.
Fauché soccer player Jose Chavez agrees.
My word is just stay safe, take care of yourself, then let any at all out on the field.
From professional sports on down to the high school level, there has been pressure to play despite injuries. But with the recent publicity over concussions, some people are calling for a different attitude. Dr. Samia Rafidi is a USC occupational therapy professor.
So I think that education and precautionary measures are always the number one way to deal with this. But then also maybe the NFL and or high school sports need to reassess the rules of playing the game.
Rafidi says penalizing players who are hitting above the waist or shoulders could be effective in preventing concussions. Reform at the high school level could lead the way for professional sports to change its attitude and take better precautions for players' safety. Janet Hyman, Annenberg Radio News.